This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Haiti was engulfed in chaos Thursday, the day after President Jovenel Moïse was assassinated, with authorities vowing to hunt down more of the mercenaries allegedly responsible for shooting him to death in the bedroom of his home just outside Port-au-Prince. Police said that 7 suspects had been killed and 6 others arrested, among them 2 American citizens. The U.S. State Department has not confirmed the reports that 2 of its citizens are in detention. 3 officers who had been held hostage were freed Thursday, while the hunt for additional gunmen continued. Moïse's wife was injured in the attack and airlifted to a trauma center in Miami, Florida, where the prime minister said she was in stable condition. Interim Prime Minister Claude Johnson, or make that Joseph, placed the country under a state of siege, in effect martial law. Joseph urged calm and asked people to reopen businesses and to go back to work as he ordered the reopening of the international airport. Meantime, the motivation for the assassination remains unclear. Crews working at the site of a condominium collapse in Florida are trying to recover bodies of victims after determining there was no chance anyone in the rubble could still be alive 2 weeks after the building in Surfside collapsed. Officials say the death toll stands at 64, with 76 people still unaccounted for. And President Joe Biden announced on Thursday the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will conclude on August 31st. Speaking from the White House, the president defended his decision to end America's longest war, reiterating that the status quo is not an option. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. By a remote, this is the